Some Christians believe that we are saved by faith in Jesus plus works. Some believe we are saved by faith in Christ alone. And still others believe we are saved only by our works. Let's find out what the Bible has to say in today's episode of the Glowing Coals podcast. Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel. But before we start, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure to click that subscribe button to keep up with my latest content. And don't forget to click the bell for further notifications. And as always, if you enjoy this content, please hit the like button, which will help push this content out to more people. As Christians, we spend a lot of our time discussing how we are saved. But what about Jesus? Well, Jesus was also human, but because he was also God, he lived a sinless life and obeyed the law perfectly. But hypothetically, what if Jesus broke the law and sinned? Wouldn't that disqualify him as the Lamb of God who takes away our sins? I would argue yes. So in a sense, Jesus had to keep the law in order to be justified by his works. Let's look at another way. Jesus was declared righteous because he was righteous. He obeyed his Father perfectly. Jesus fulfilled everything his Father sent him to do. And because of his obedience, he was made perfect for our salvation. For it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, "For it was fitting for him for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings." Because Jesus' obedience, keeping his own law perfectly, after dying on the cross for our sins, God raised him up from the dead and received him back into heaven with the glory he once held with his Father. Jesus says in John chapter 7, verse 5, "Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Jesus was then crowned and sat down at God's right hand and was given all authority in heaven and on earth. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And now we can be saved. Not by our works, not by Christ's faith, but by our faith, by obeying him, the author of our faith, by grace alone, in him alone. Good works are important to the Christian life. They stem from a transformed heart and genuine faith. However, they do not lead to salvation. Our good works cannot outweigh our sins or earn God's favor. As Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 reminds us, "For all have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away." Understanding that we are saved by faith should not make us complacent or indifferent. Instead, it should inspire us to respond with gratitude and love. Our faith should be seen through our actions, showing our love for God and others. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God willing, God bless. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Please tell others about this podcast by rating us and leaving a review. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on most other platforms. If you are watching on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and leave a comment. And don't forget to click the bell for future notifications.